Nuclear power is the subject of a speaking tour this week in Michigan. Alfred Meyer is a member of the Board of Directors of Physicians for Social Responsibility. He will deliver an address titled Nuclear Power, What You Need to Know About Price, Pollution, and Proliferation, tonight in Kalamazoo and tomorrow in South Haven. As for price, Meyer says nuclear reactors are built with the public absorbing most of the financial risk. He says the pollution comes from reactors regularly releasing radiation, even when operating properly. And Meyer says proliferation is also dangerous.
Nuclear reactors were conceived of, designed, and built first and foremost to produce the materials for nuclear weapons. This explains why the U.S. government and many other governments around the world are so concerned about Iran today, which is pursuing what they call peaceful nuclear power. Atoms for Peace, started by the U.S. in the early 50s, was to promote the, quote, peaceful atom. But this nuclear reactors and the whole infrastructure and technology that goes with them is the path to nuclear weapons. So we just don't see how you can separate the two.
Going back to pollution for a moment, there are some people who will make the case that nuclear power is preferable to other forms of energy which create greenhouse gases. What's wrong with that argument?
Well, there are several things wrong with it, but I first want to stop and say that we recognize that coal burning and fossil fuel burning have severe problems and immediate problems for us. So in no way do we condone the current practices. However, nuclear power is not greenhouse gas free. At an actual operating reactor, the greenhouse gas emission is very, very low. But there are considerable inputs of greenhouse gas producing activities in through the entire nuclear fuel chain. So to say that it's greenhouse gas free is inaccurate. Furthermore,
but would it be less than, say, coal or oil?
Yes, it is. I think you could say that considering the full fuel chain, it's about equivalent to natural gas. But there are some unique aspects about operating a nuclear reactor. Namely, that you're producing nuclear waste. And no country on the face of the earth has figured out what to do with nuclear waste. And this is a material that will remain dangerous for certain isotopes up to millions of years. And so I find it to be quite arrogant that in order to boil water, which is in fact what the purpose of operating a nuclear reactor to make electricity, the end point is boiling water. To boil water for 40 to 60 years and then leave behind the most dangerous elements known to man that will endanger the next 12,000 or more generations seems really unacceptable.
The Palisades Nuclear Power Plant, about 45 minutes from here, south of South Haven, is now well over 40 years old. Mm-hmm. Should we be concerned about a nuclear plant that reaches that age?
Absolutely. If you look at the history of Palisades, you'll see that it's been a troubled plant from the get-go. It had trouble actually coming online in its construction stages. And much more recently, it's been on the very short list of one of the top four most dangerous reactors in the country due to its history of operating problems and incidents at the site. So I think that people in Michigan should be very concerned about this. They should realize that at any moment, there could be a catastrophic accident. There could also be a terrorist attack. I certainly hope that would not happen, but these are kind of pre-deployed atomic weapons, if you will. And in any case, every day they're being operated, they're both emitting more radioactive gases, as well as creating more of this radioactive waste that we don't know what to do with.
Assuming that we're going to have nuclear power plants for a while, would you have some ideas about the regulations, the safety measures, the precautions we can take to try and limit risk to the public in general?
I think to encourage the nuclear regulatory industry to take a stronger stand in really enforcing safety regulations and concepts would be very useful.
Shutting a plant down
when there's a safety violation in evidence, that sort of thing?
Yes, and not there's a history of when a plant can't meet a regulation, they move the goalpost, and we shouldn't do that. You know, regulators should not be industry friendly. They should be, in our view, they should be promoting and protecting public health. And this may cause problems in a business decision, but it's our belief that a healthy environment, a healthy biosphere, is what should come first.
Alfred Meyer is a member of the Board of Directors of Physicians for Social Responsibility. He's speaking at a series of events in Michigan sponsored by the group Beyond Nuclear. Meyer will speak tonight at 7 o'clock at Sangren Hall at Western Michigan University. Tomorrow night, he'll speak at 6:30 at Lake Michigan College in South Haven. More information and a longer version of this interview can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.